A Tallahassee Circuit Court judge has deemed the wording of Amendment 5 misleading, stripping it from the November ballot. Judge John C. Cooper wrote today that the court finds that the ballot title and summary provided in the proposition for Amendment 5 fails to fairly inform the voter, in clear and unambiguous language, of the chief purposes of the amendment, and the language of the title and summary, as written, is misleading in the foregoing respects. Dan Gelber is a former House Minority Leader in the Florida Legislature running for the State Senate this fall in Miami Beach.
I think it was a good thing because I'm utterly convinced that the Florida Legislature is not capable of implementing Amendment 5 with the wisdom that it would need to. So I think it was a good thing, but I got to remind everybody that it was a single judge, and this is going to be before the Supreme Court promptly, and they're going to have to decide whether he was right or not. So the final decision as to whether or not it's going to be on the ballot has not been made. And I still worry that it will be on the ballot because I don't think we ought to be asking the legislature to decide between taxpayers in desperate need of property tax relief and schools in desperate need of resources, which is exactly what Amendment 5 does.
Democratic State Senator Charlie Justice represents parts of Tampa and St. Petersburg in the Florida legislature. He agrees with Dan Gelber that there's a lack of trust that the legislature will do the right thing and finding a way to make up for the funding that would evaporate if Amendment 5 were to pass.
It goes to the point that a lot of us had as far as the concern about this amendment, where it cuts $9 billion of taxes but only raises $3 billion, leaving $6 billion out in the gray area of $6 billion of cuts or $6 billion of other new taxes. It was confusing to a lot of people.
WMNF attempted to speak with the Florida Association of Realtors, who strongly supports the amendment. We were unable to make contact, but the organization's president, Chuck Bonfilio, said home ownership is a fundamental right, and Floridians deserve a say in how their property is taxed. We are shocked that the court decided to deny property owners the ability to dramatically lower their property tax rates. GOP State Representative Frank Atkinson supports Amendment 5. He says nobody should be concerned about whether the legislature will continue to fund education if the measure passes.
Say what you want. The question is how much of an increase you give education, not whether it gets cut or not. I mean, I think this legislature has shown itself in the last at least half decade to decade that we fund education very well.
Amendment 5 was the brainchild of the Florida Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, a 26-member committee headed this year by former GOP House Speaker Alan Bentz and charged with examining the appropriateness of the tax structure of the state. Meeting for the first time in two decades and theoretically insulated from political pressures, there were great expectations about what this group might produce in these fiscally challenging times for Florida. But to many, the commission dropped the ball. House Minority Leader Dan Gelber was a non-voting member of the group.
I was very disappointed. I think ultimately they ended up becoming a group of people, each of whom or each groups of whom had their own little agendas. So the groups that wanted vouchers and the separation between church and state to be dissolved, they worked on their stuff, and then the folks that wanted this particular amendment worked on theirs, and I think there was probably a lot of horse trading, and it almost became like a group of lobbyists rather than like a group of statesmen, which is what I think the Constitution suggested it would be.
Meanwhile, state economists plan to meet Friday to determine how deep Florida's dwindling state budget is. The legislature's chief economist, Amy Baker, recently said that the deficit could be as much as $1.2 billion due to record-high fuel prices and the tanking housing market. State Senator Charlie Justice says all of this information is a reminder of how Ford is simply too dependent on sales taxes to fund its operations.
Almost 75% of our general revenue dollars that we spend in Tallahassee come from sales tax. So when you have an economic downturn and people kind of hold back and they don't move, they don't buy a new home, those kind of things, we feel it faster than just about any other state. And yes, we have, I think that you could walk across any part of Tampa Bay and find an investment person who would tell you to diversify your income. And the state of Florida has done just the opposite. We now rely even more on sales tax than we did a few years ago. And I think that's the most disappointing thing about the Taxation Commission. They are challenged to meet once every 20 years, and they're not supposed to look at next year or next 5 years, but the next couple decades. And I think by wasting so much time on vouchers and other issues that really were not part of what they were supposed to do, they have wasted a grand opportunity to really help turn around Florida's economy.